Tribes, Chapter 7. Kevin took a step back. He couldn't help himself. Doc's hand on his back pushed him forward again. Scared? He asked, his voice full of sarcasm. Torrey swaggered on the edge. Come on, Kev. You can do it. Even I've managed it. Then he laughed. But I'll never be crazy enough to do it again. Kevin felt his mouth go dry. He tried to swallow, but couldn't. He tried not to look down, but it was impossible. Down and down and down. Floor by broken floor. He imagined himself falling, arms flailing wildly, his jacket billowing behind him. What would he be thinking about as he fell? How the heck had he ever got himself into this? He was shaking now, and Doc, his hand still pressed against Kevin's back, could feel it. Told you this one was a wimp salon, he said viciously. He's shaking like a baby. They laughed, Torrey and Doc. But not a salon. Salon only looked. It was a look that seemed to say, you can do it, Kevin. Don't let me down. Kevin found his voice at last. What would happen if I said I just didn't want to do it? Salam shrugged. It's never happened. The people we asked to join the tribe are special, afraid of nothing. Salam didn't expect him to say no, and Kevin suddenly knew he had no intention of not doing it. He was going to attempt the walk of death. The realisation made him shake even more. Has anyone ever fallen? He asked breathlessly. For a long time, it seemed to Kevin, no one answered him. Of course not, Salam said at last. Are you going to start or aren't you? Doc pushed him forward again. Kevin's foot kicked at some rubble and debris spilled over the edge of the hole, tumbling into the blackness far below. If you don't hurry up, I'll need a Zimmer to get out of here. Torrey gave him a friendly nudge. Go on, Kevin. It'll be over in 5 minutes. And I might be all over too, Kevin thought. All over the place. Splat. Kevin drew in a long breath. He stood up straight. Doc took his hand away from his back. Even Torrey was still. When I get to the other side, do I have to walk back? His voice was shaking. He couldn't stop it. No fear, Salam said. There's a fire escape outside that window. Stairs down to the next floor. You only have to walk across. It's not far, Doc said in a sing-song voice as if Kevin were a little boy. Salam said encouragingly, don't look down, Kevin. Pretend you're only 2 metres off the ground. You'd dance along the beam then, wouldn't you? You wouldn't even think of falling. Sure I would, Kevin thought, because I'd know that if I fell, I wouldn't hurt myself. But he said nothing. He was going to need all his concentration. Salam was right. If he was going to make it, he'd have to forget that long, long drop. He could hear his father's voice. The journey of 1,000,000 miles begins with a single step, he would say. I'm beginning, Dad, he thought, and he took one nervous step onto the beam. He looked across to the other side. Safety. In 5 minutes, it would be all over. He held on to that thought and took one more step. It was as if every sound in the world stopped, and all that was left was the beating of Kevin's heart. Thump, thump, thump. Salam's voice came softly from behind him. We'll treat you to fish and chips after this, Kev, he said. Celebration meal. Fish and chips? Something else to look forward to. And safety. One more step. For a split second, he was aware that he was suspended above that black hole. He shoved the thought away. Mustn't think about that. Too scary. Another step. He had to keep his mind off what was below him. Nothing. I'll tell the whole town. The whole world about the walk of death when I'm finished, he said to himself. It won't be a secret anymore. Wait till I tell Tommy what I've done. He really will think I'm crazy. And another step. He was in the middle. Nothingness all around him. Nothing to cling on to. Nothing to reach for. Nothing. No, mustn't think about that. I can't do this, he thought. And again his dad's voice floated into his mind. You can if you think you can. And if you think you can't, you're probably right. I can. I can. He kept repeating that over and over. I can. He had no choice now anyway. Going back was as dangerous as going on. He had to get to the other side. One more step. Salam's voice came softly again. You're almost there, Kevin. Almost there. Hang on to that, Kevin, son. Almost there. He imagined Torrey smiling behind him, willing him to make it. Had he run across when it had been his turn? Suddenly he could picture Doc, If he was to yell out now or clap his hands, Kevin would lose his footing. Doc didn't like him. One more. His foot didn't quite hit the beam squarely. It slipped. Torrey gasped. Kevin swayed, tried to hold his balance. I can. I can. I can. He placed his foot firmly on the beam. Good boy, Salon whispered. Another step. He would make it. He could almost smell the fish and chips. And another. Safety was only 3 steps away. It was at that moment that a soft chorus began. Salam's voice first, joined by Torrey and then Doc. The tribe, the tribe, the tribe. The rhythm of the chant urged him forward. The tribe, the tribe, the tribe. He took another step with assurance, then another. With the last he leapt to firm, safe ground. He had made it. He had done it. He had walked the walk of death and lived. He looked across the chasm at Torrey and Doc and Salam, all chanting, the tribe, the tribe, the tribe. And suddenly all three boys lifted their faces to the sky and began to howl. Something ancient and tribal rose in Kevin too, and he howled as joyously and loudly as the rest of them.